I'm Alice. I'm a CST second year MCH fellow at the Hawaii State Department of Health. Today I'm going to be talking about teen births in Hawaii, looking at 2006 to 2015 vital records data. So in 2015, the teen birth rate in Hawaii was 23 per 1,000 women, compared to the national rate of 26.5 per 1,000 women. As I'm sure you all know, unplanned teen pregnancies have high social and economic costs and long-term impacts on both teen parents and their children. In 2010, Hawaii alone spent $32 million on teen childbearing costs. The purpose of this study was to use our birth record data to describe linear trends of teen births from 2006 to 2015 and identify factors associated with higher rates of teen births, looking at race, geography, and other demographic variables. So we analyzed 188,708 birth records, and for our logistic regression modeling, we looked at specifically 2014 and 2015 data, where our births were categorized as teen if they were to mothers 15 to 19 years old, or non-teen if they were older than 20 years old. Our final model was adjusted for maternal race, county, and birth year. So this is the result of our linear trend data analysis, and we see that from 2006 to 2015, overall 6.7% of all births in Hawaii were teen births. The rate has dropped from 8.5% in 2006 to 4.3% in 2015, about a 50% reduction. This is a pie chart of teen births by maternal race looking at only 2015 data. It's important to note that Native Hawaiians made up 50% of all teen births, and other Pacific Islanders made up an additional 13%. However, Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders combined only make up 26% of Hawaii's overall population. So this is reflective of a racial disparity in teen births. Now I'm getting into the results of the logistic regression modeling with the 2014 and 2015 data, where we found that maternal race and county were significant predictors of teen births while also adjusting for birth year. So we see that Native Hawaiians, Samoans, other Pacific Islanders, all others, Blacks, and Filipinos were at increased odds of teen births compared to the Caucasian reference group. And some of the Asian groups, such as the Chinese, Japanese, and other Asians, were at decreased odds of teen births. And this is the adjusted odds ratio graph by maternal county. So we see that Hawaii County and Maui County were at significantly higher odds of teen births compared to our reference group of Honolulu County. So overall, we've seen a steady decline in teen births since 2006 across all counties, but we just saw that there are still geographic disparities. We saw that Hawaii and Maui counties have significantly higher odds of teen births compared to Honolulu County. And we also saw that there are still racial disparities, especially among Native Hawaiian, Samoan, and other Pacific Islanders, which points to the need for culturally sensitive targeted strategies so that we can provide family planning education and resources for all women in Hawaii. An interesting fact, in 2015, according to our YRBS, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 13% of sexually active high school students in Hawaii reported not using any method of contraception the last time they had sex. And we know that not all teen pregnancies are unintended. However, we still want to identify high-risk groups so that we can ensure we provide resources for healthy pregnancies. And I believe I have just a couple of seconds to say thank you to my mentor and others at the Hawaii State Department of Health who were instrumental in this presentation. Thank you.